I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
What?
Sorry.
Why do you always do
I don't know, because I feel like it needs to be like hyper. Okay, go, Tom, you're our guest. Go and give us a little hype in.
You can be our hype man.
Go on.
Okay, hold on. Take something from your stand-up in Edinburgh. You walk on stage and you straight away say that. Go.
What I would say when I walk on stage.
Yeah, just give your show away.
Yeah, we'll just do an hour of stand-up.
Yeah. That'll fill the time, won't it? Yeah.
Okay. I normally say, good evening, thank you for coming. You all look lovely. What's your name, sir? That's a nice shirt.
Oh, really? That's
nice. Quite a good
did your wife buy that for you?
What? So the guy...
Where are you from? Kent. What did you call me?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that
sort of thing.
Classic. That's
or the other one is, where are you from? Surrey. What do you mean you're sorry? Isn't that...
No, that's
okay.
That's my... No need to apologise.
Okay. Well, you still...
Good thing to do. If someone heckles you, you can use this at your live shows.
I'm going to do it. We're going to do that right now. Hold on, here we go.
Because they will be heckling.
All right, here we go.
Imagine you'll get a lot of heckles.
So I'm going to do it to you. Ready?
Especially in Corby.
Oi, Lucy, you idiot, you fucking wanker.
Dad?
But if he's in prison, it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's in prison. If someone shouts, you're shit, Jamie. Dad? Yeah. Like that. Instant.
Yeah. Oh, instant yeah, gag. Yeah, get it. Hello, that's everyone. Good. Welcome to part... What?
What?
Sorry. Part two of Private Parts.
Welcome to Private Lang at your service.
Private Lang.
Yeah, Corporal.
Lance Corporal Bull.
Lance Corporal Bull.
And
Cadet Lucy. That's one below private.
Cadet Lucy. Oh my God. Hey, but we have to talk about Tom because you are a stand-up comic. You have been doing that. Like, you've been doing it since you were 16 years old, which is freaking young. To be doing that. And also, I think this is probably the boring old question that you probably get, but it's interesting to know. What kind of got you into it? Like, because it's one thing, you know, 16 years old, I was
The checks, probably.
Yeah. The dough.
The sweet moolah.
Sweet dollar.
sweet dollar.
Paid in dollars.
You get paid in dollars. Old school dollars. Ah, give me a dime. But it's true. At 16 years old, I was this kid who was, I was pretty insecure. I quite like entertaining, but I probably wouldn't put, because comedy is you're putting yourself out. You're not stealing material, you're doing your own material. And that's pretty intense.
Some comedians steal material.
Officially, I'm doing material. Yeah.
But what was that moment where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go?
I don't know. I always wanted to do it. So it was never like a big, I'm going to try it. I always was gonna
planning on it. You were writing jokes. But when did you start writing?
Sounds mental, doesn't it?
When it sounds absolutely mental that like 9 years old. I'm gonna be a stand-up comedian one day.
It's like a film.
Don't know why you're southern as well.
Yeah, it's like a film. You'll all see.
Goes on the. What do you want to be? Oh, I want to be an astronaut. What do you want to be? I want to be a comic.
Applause in my
Your dad's trying to get. Dad's trying to get you to join the army. I want to be a comedian. I want to make people laugh. Not
like a young James Brown. Yeah. You'll never do it. I have to do it.
I know I'm funny. I'm gonna make them. I can see them cheering me.
It's like a film trailer.
So so
wait, my life was like that.
So wait, so you must have had like heroes of yours then growing up.
Yeah, I was always really into like Billy Connolly and Lee Evans and.
Yeah, those
they were the two main ones.
What about sweaty? What about Eddie Izzard?
Sweaty people, yeah.
I freaking loved Eddie Izzard when I was
Did you? Good.
Oh my god! But I remember he was the first. I think because I didn't understand what stand up comedy was until I must have been about
27.
It's been about 15.
What you were like? What is that? What are they doing?
What's that man doing?
What is he doing?
Sit down, mate.
I didn't get it. And then Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard. He did this one called Dress to Kill, or something like that. And it was, he did a show all about Greek mythology and things like that. And he talked about...
That was up your street. So
well, I just remember the joke very well. He talked about Achilles and he talked about how the fuck... what? I didn't even swear. How he used to put, he said, if I was Achilles, I'd just put my heel in cement and just walk around the place. Which I found... He said, I'll put my heel in cement and put it on a skateboard and just go around killing people. Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was really
I remember that show. Have you seen him live, Eddie Izzard?
No, I've never seen him live.
Is he good?
Yeah, he did a 3-month residency in the West End like last year. He should have gone.
But is he? Because I think
not that big a fan, are you?
No, I know. I just quite liked him when I was younger. But the but I always think with comedians, it always happens that it's almost like. Do comedians continue to talk? From all the old comedians that I know, they kind of go like, you know what, I'm kind of done with this after a while. But why does that happen?
I think it's. I don't know, really. I think it's quite...
is it draining and lonely?
Physically, like, tiring to tour.
What, the army or...
Yeah, the Brecon Beacons tour.
Yeah, so Eddie Izzard gave up and ran like 20 marathons.
Yeah, he's maybe
that wasn't very funny.
Maybe a bad example.
I don't get it, Eddie.
You did 42
Where's
marathons.
Where's the punchline?
You prefer the old stuff, Eddie.
He did 42 marathons in 50 days.
Yeah.
And when he first tried to do it, he got to something like 18 marathons or 20 marathons or something like that. And he then started to pee brown liquid, which was his
I imagine
liver.
He probably did, because it's not healthy.
It was his liver or whatever is going into his blood because it was so much trauma within him that he was...
Why was he doing that?
Because he's a freak. Cause he's
for
like,
a joke?
Yeah, because he's
for
just...
A laugh.
That
for
in
a laugh.
Time. But what...
No, it became all political, right?
Well, I don't think it's
Wasn't
so much
it something to do with Nelson Mandela?
I think it was probably doing Nelson Mandela, but also it was just more... And he was running with those two flags. And if you saw him, like, halfway across... He was literally, like, a broken man after, like, the third. He'd, like, you were like, just stop. I mean...
Someone should just go over them, put a blanket around him and go, just relax, Eddie, it's fine. Oh,
yeah. No one
Honestly,
asked
it's
you
okay.
to do this.
Have a sit down. It's fine. Everything's going to be all right.
But what was...
Do you ever feel like when you ever see, like, Theresa May on the news, I always just want to go over to her and just go, it's okay. Just to give her a hug and go, it's going to be all right.
Just put a blanket around her.
Yeah, she just looks terrified the
whole
time.
She does. She looks like she's being like...
I want to take her into a room with a blanket and go, it's all right. That's
she looks like she's being waterboarded backstage.
Come on. Yeah. Let's get you back. Come on.
Oh, you're tired. Yeah. You're tired.
She's just petrified the whole time.
But tell me, what was that moment? What was that moment? So you're 16 years old and you then go and do your first gig. Where was it? What happened?
The way I started was that I used to do gigs at my school.
Oh, really?
Which makes me sound like
it's
the worst.
It's not that weird because then you were 16, I guess.
Because you thought, I'm better than this. I should be doing the circuit. I'm better than this.
We had a thing at my school where, like, every Friday during the afternoon, we had like a gig and then people could get up and perform.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah,
like a lunchtime gig, we called it.
I was in
like
a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Wait, hang on. You used to do
Charlie Watts. Were you Charlie Watt?
No. I was Mick.
You were Mick.
Yeah.
But wait, hang on.
I forgot all the lyrics.
But why? You
like
had
Mick
this
now.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He just starts around going blah blah blah. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Come on, Wembley. You know the words to this one. Yeah, we did, Mick, but it was 150 quid to get in, mate. Any chance you could sing it?
You know the words, this one.
You know
sing
this
it.
One.
Sing it.
Yeah, we do. You do as well, mate.
But what was so weird, that was how you first started gigging. And then when was your first one in front of an audience that you
So then
that?
I would go when I was 16, and then go and do pubs around London. So there's like, I don't know how many, but there's like hundreds of open mic gigs around London, and you can just go and just do whatever you want.
But what's your material at 16?
Well, I don't really remember. It was...
And did you were let into the pub at 16 on the promotion?
Sometimes I had, sometimes comedy. I had to pretend I was older.
Oh, really?
It's like I had a fake ID, a legend.
And then, and you used to just go and do it and stand up there and just go and do the whole
thing? Yeah, and I remember it went okay, like, because I used to talk about being, I didn't pretend I was older, I used to just talk about being 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about, like, teachers I had or girls or just normal 16-year-old stuff, and people used to quite like it because I wasn't trying to be older.
Nostalgic.
Or,
maybe
it was just probably a lot of sympathy laughter.
But
as well.
but I think that
any laughter's laughter.
But that humor is like that is mature humor. Because when we're like 16 years old, we're kind of funny to each other, but not to like adults, right?
Well, it's actually crafting a joke, right? Which is the
yeah. But
skill
that, I wasn't doing that when I was 16.
You weren't.
I wasn't. You know, nobody starts stand up being good. Everyone has like at least sort of 2 years.
Check out the Edinburgh Fringe private parts.
There are a few examples of people who are naturally incredible.
Book your tickets now.
Private parts podcast.com. But most people, you know, it's like anything. You're just bad for a few. But stand up, there's something about stand up where you're not just bad, you're really bad for about 2 years.
But I guess it's like you have to get better because it's so shaming and
you just keep doing it.
Soul destroying when you actually tank, right?
But it's a good. I think it's a good thing because it sort of makes you. If you can get through those 2 years of just dying at every gig,
But also, did you, because your big fan was Lee Evans, did you like throw water on yourself before you came on? So you came on like sweaty, like, oh, I'm Lee Evans.
Yeah, suits. Exactly the same
in
as
your
Lee
dad's suits.
Doing Lee Evans material. Yeah, the first 2 years were tough.
Was it all original material in those days?
In those days, 2012. Yeah. Back in 12. I remember 2012. It was a different time.
But it must have.
No, you have to do your own stuff.
Yeah.
There's like a.
Have you ever caught anyone doing other people?
Yeah, but because comedy is such a small industry, everybody knows everyone. Yeah.
But
I was just saying that if you steal material, you know.
But
everyone
surely there are
out.
Some instances where two people actually come up with the same joke.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You happened to use the second time, or you were the first person?
I can't remember.
But then, or did you hear it and go, "Oh, that's mine"?
I watched someone perform and went, "I should do that joke." Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
And then
I did it, and then they said, "That's my joke," and I went, "Oh, we've had the same idea. It's funny, isn't it?" Your dad was a rabbi too. That's mental, isn't it? I think that's what happened. Yeah.
But so what happened in that instance? Was it bad?
No. If you've genuinely both come up with the same idea, then I guess you just agree. One of you agrees not to do it. Whoever's got the better joke, whoever's more famous,
How do you decide or agree that you had you?
Well,
you
normally,
came up
hopefully,
with it
well, ideally, you'd be mates with them, so it wouldn't be an issue. It's happened with a couple of my mates, and you just sort of. Laugh about it, and then you go, "Oh, I won't do that anymore. It's fine."
And then slyly on the slide, you just do because you
and
know.
Then it's I just gone. Do it anyway.
You just do
the
it
other day,
anyway.
I did an audition for this thing, and I was on with a comedian.
What was an audition for?
Game of Thrones. No, I did an audition for a stand-up TV thing, so I should be clinking the ice.
It's
not a bad thing to do on a podcast. Yeah. I had an audition for it.
Just pick out some taverns and smashing them.
Oh no, I'm really annoyed. Sorry. I fucked the podcast.
Wait, so you had this audition?
I had an audition for a TV show, doing stand-up on a TV show. And I was on with my friend Larry Dean, and he was like, "Oh, you know, you do that joke. I've got this joke about being quite camp." So I felt like I had to come in to my parents rather than come out. To come in, like tell them I'm not gay. Yeah. So that's the idea of the joke, right? And he's got a similar joke. And he goes, "Are you going to do that tonight?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Would you mind not? Because I'm going to do this whole... sort of 5 minute bit about it. It's like my whole thing."
So
and
you went, "Don't worry, I've got a really good one about a supermarket."
Exactly. So I then said, "Oh, it's fine, I won't do it." So I didn't do it. And then when he went on and did his audition, when he said the come in joke, he got like a fucking like round of applause. No. And I was in the wings like,
you've taken it from me.
You have stolen that.
Oh, no.
He didn't steal it. He didn't steal it.
How does the joke go?
It's just that. It's just the fact that I was camp when I was growing up. So I was the only one of my mates who had to come into their parents. And then it's just about my dad. My dad bet 50 quid I was gay to my uncle. He's got to give him 50 quid. I've not done it very well. That's the idea.
Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Tom Lucy, everyone.
We're on tour in January. If you want to see more of that.
But I think the biggest respect that I have for stand-up comedians is, as you said, this is actually true, but the
endless respect.
Endless respect I have is the fact that, as you said, you have to. You're 2 years of being bad. Mm. You keep going. You're bombing.
It's a lot more.
Someone's a lot more.
Someone's forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, exactly. You're just not funny, and you just keep doing it. But also the fact that you are bombing all the time. You're not really making that much money because you're going around pubs and just picking up whatever you can.
Yeah.
But you do it. Why do you do it? Because you love the being on stage. You love your content. You love being funny. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know really. I think it's quite. It's a weird.
The chicks.
Thing, it's girls and drugs is what it is.
It's all the free coke that I get to do.
It's cocaine.
You go into the bathroom, scrape it off the loo afterwards and put it into a packet.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Some Tupperware boxes.
I actually have a, not that I
what?
You've got a good coke store. This will be good.
I don't do drugs.
Keep rolling.
No, but my friend, we were in a restaurant in London, and he came back from the loo and went, oh, I feel a little bit weird. And I went, we're in a group of friends, and I went, well, what's happened? And when I went into the loo, and there was this white powder on the top, so I turned into line and snorted it.
What? What the fuck?
You mental. And he had to go home because he felt too weird.
What the fuck is that?
Quite cool, I can't say. What's his name?
It was probably Drano or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Have another friend. Actually, I was on holiday with just
now. Sees a powder and goes, what's that? I'll snort it.
Yeah, I'll put it into my head.
I'll put it in my body to find out what it is.
Yeah. I won't go and test it. I'll just chuck it in my head.
Do it. Yeah. Have you heard that? I don't remember who's... I'm going to... tell a story about, I can't remember who's it. Some comedian tells this really funny story about when he was younger and he was wanking in his room and he was sitting on his like a desk chair and he fell backwards on the chair and hit his head, so passed out, right? So he's passed out with his trousers around his ankles with porn on the TV in his bedroom, right? And he wakes up about 3 hours later in bed in his pyjamas with a note next to him that says, our little secret mum. And they've never spoken about it. They've never mentioned it.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine your mum walking in and you're passed out with porn with your trousers around your ankles?
My poor sister, who lives, she's in Bali at the moment. I just went and saw her.
Doesn't sound that poor.
No, she's in Bali.
She's having a tough time.
Yeah.
Click the link in the donation.
Yeah, GoFundMe page for my sister. And she...
There's a kayaking trip tomorrow that's just £10 too much.
She basically, I met her boyfriend out there, this Balinese guy. He was, to be honest, he was just a boring, he didn't say anything. So she found out, so I met this guy. Anyway, the day later, she phoned me up and said, really, I had to just break up with my boyfriend because I just read through his phone because he was being a bit shifty, and I just saw literally texts of like 40 different women. It's not funny. 40 different women that he was messaging, going like all these kind of things.
40?
Literally 40. And I went, God, what they say? He said, oh God, one of them he's not even met. He said he has feelings for her. And the other one, I was like, well, he goes, the other one, he had sent a picture of my vibrator saying, can't wait to use this on you. My sister was like, what the fuck?
Who was this guy?
Some guy from Lombok. I don't know.
Oh,
right.
Guy.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Amazing.
Oh, God. Hey,
that's so funny.
Hey, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy, because we're waiting at bated breath.
Well,
oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hold on. So, Tom, what did you say again?
I said summer, but now I've heard your answer, I think you're right.
Okay.
Well, actually, the question was, what season do children grow the fastest in? Which is good to know. The answer is actually spring. You're both wrong.
Why is it spring?
Spring.
Why spring?
Something to do with Easter, is it?
Don't know.
Oh, spring in your step? Maybe that's
No, I don't.
That's a good, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Got a spring in your step.
Well, I mean, maybe that's makes
you don't
them
know.
Bouncy. No, I don't know why. But
what?
That's true. It's a fascinating fact.
Well, you don't know why, but you just you can't. They've got to be an answer.
Well, if I were to hazard
a guess, how do we know you're not lying?
If I were to hazard a guess, I would say that.
I know why.
The seasonal circadian rhythms allow us to.
Of course, you're going to grow that much because you're older for the year. So, if you're born in August,
all children growing.
No, but if you're born in August,
but people are born at different days. People are born at different days of the year. Oh, because everyone's born in August.
That was so mental of me. All right, Franz. Hey,
I really want to know why.
All right, well, I'll tell you when you come back on this podcast.
Text me.
Yeah,
I will. Text you. Hey, Franz. Also, Tom, we like to read our diaries. Now, this week I don't have my diary, but Francis, you have your diary.
I've got a bit of a diary.
You've got a little keep diary?
Just a few days that I kept last week.
It's on your phone. Why don't you have a book?
Oh, I do, but I'm
just going to read your Google Calendar out. Yeah. Monday I had lunch with...
with my side...
Lance Corporal.
Medic!
All right, you ready? It's actually... Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
I can't wait. Really teared up for us. Yeah. All the listeners have just gone, oh, fuck it, I'll see you later.
Buzzing for this.
Yeah. Monday. Dear Diary, Katie asked me an interesting question this morning. If I were a fruit, what kind of fruit would I be? I am a fruit, I joked. No, seriously, she said.
What is that?
Clearly it was a query of some seriousness, so I gave it the requisite consideration and responded, I would probably be a lychee. Katie,
is Katie your doctor?
Katie's my girlfriend.
Jesus.
Katie looked at me perplexed. Why a lychee, she said. Well, I guess because sometimes I can be prickly.
What is that?
But when
that
you
is mental.
Yeah.
But when this you break
the diary
through...
of a serial killer.
But when you break through my tough exterior.
Oh God.
I'm actually really exotic.
What would happen if we broke through your tough exterior?
And juicy.
He said as he pulled out a hammer.
And somewhere buried deep within me is a slippery pip.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Tuesday.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that was the whole of Monday.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else?
Oh no, she said I see, and we both carried on our business. Tuesday. Dear Diary, I've been wondering whether anyone has given thought to what constitutes a healthy work-life balance for working guide dogs. The service is most noble, but do they ever get time to run and play or chase a ball? Or is it just work, work, work? Do you not wonder that?
That is a good question, actually.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
Well, I don't know.
They work shifts.
Because, well, no, but they don't.
17-hour shifts.
Whenever I see one, I just think, do you ever get a chance to
have fun? When their owner probably is asleep, they'll probably go out.
But Francis has become really sort of empathetic towards dogs recently. I've noticed
what? Recently?
It.
Well, I've always been empathetic towards dogs.
No, I know you love dogs. I know you do love dogs and you love animals. But you've become more empathetic towards...
working guide dogs.
No, you just seem to love dogs more recently.
No, I've always loved... Well, hardcore, original dog lover.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, you are.
No, but I look after dogs.
Do the owners know you're doing that?
No, all dogs.
Stray dogs.
All dogs. Stray dogs sometimes, yeah.
Okay, great.
I used to have a dog down in Ghana, but...
Have we got a Wednesday?
Ghana?
I used to work in Ghana.
Oh, don't. It's like a bomb going off. Don't even let him start it. Let's just move on. He used to live in Ghana for a bit.
Oh, okay.
For a long time. This last day is Wednesday, so I didn't finish the week.
Like, he said, oh, guys, it's just a bit depressing this day.
I noticed that Casper Lee, a guest of the podcast, an all-round good guy, is now going out with his number one fan who came to meet him at a meet and greet.
I saw that too.
First, I wondered whether...
We're not dating, me and Casper. That's news to me. Right, sorry, go on.
At first, I wondered whether going out with your number one fan is an optimal dynamic for a relationship. But then when you consider the opposite scenario, going out with someone who is just not a fan of you at all and hates your work.
Hates your work? I hate your work.
Probably not ideal. Casper's relationship is probably actually pretty smart. That's the end.
Great. Fantastic.
There we go.
Oh, brilliant. If you were affected by any of that, feel free to email the show.
Yeah, don't forget.
If you know any working guide dogs, we'd love to know if they actually get some time off.
And that was
thought for the day.
Yeah, and
also Corporal Bull.
If you want to go and visit my sister's GoFund page and really help her out in Bali.
Or just visit his sister.
Yeah. Hey Tom, man, dude, Tom Lucy.
She has a dildo, right?
It's a vibrator.
Wow. I actually want to meet the guy. He sounds like a good laugh. You go out with him. He takes the dildo out with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this on you.
Hey, Tom Lucy, buddy. You're going to cut me off again?
No.
Dude, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Honestly.
What
man.
A pleasure.
We know it's been
really funny.
It's been really
it's a good one.
Freaking funny.
Dude, better than Reese.
Better than Reese, yeah.
Reese can fuck off.
Yeah, I don't like Reese anymore.
Yeah, if you're watching Reese.
Watching. This is a podcast, mate.
If you're listening, Reese.
But
I don't know where I am.
But dude,
if you're watching,
you're going on tour, right?
I am. It's not been announced.
Yeah. Support. You're going on the 8th of November.
Yeah, I'm doing a tour of Clapham, Stockwell,
Shoreditch.
Clerkenwell, Farringdon.
Do comedians do London tours?
What do you mean, just tours around London?
Yeah.
No.
That would be really. A bit, you know.
Yeah.
Of course they don't do that. Why would they do tours around London?
Be easy.
No, they don't. But dude, but listen, you're going on tour probably in January, right? Or next year?
Yeah, February, I think, yeah.
February, Tom Lucy, check it out. Also, you're on Instagram, Tom James Lucy.
Yeah.
Give him a follow.
Give him a follow if you fancy.
Genuinely buzzing about that.
Yeah.
Have you had a fun time?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been my favourite thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're joking.
It's really fun. Normally when... Because comedians get asked to do a lot of podcasts, but it's a really fun one.
Shit, man, that means a hell of a lot.
That does. That's why we do it.
We haven't talked about normal things like... I normally get asked all the same questions.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've talked about weird stuff.
Just magic!
It's called being unprepared.
It's just no format. Yeah. What we like to do at the end of every single episode is we ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Anything?
Yeah, that's when I wave my hands in the air.
You're like a director.
It's your go now.
Something inspirational. Well, if you're going to do a speech at a primary school, leave all... weapons at home, and that's come straight from the top.
Alright guys, we'll see you next week. Love you so much, Tom Lucy. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Check you out later. Bye guys.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.